How's it going, everybody? It is your favorite apostates. I'm McKay.
I'm Jordan.
And it's 2023. Welcome, everybody. I hope you all had a happy new year. If you celebrated, I hope everything was fun and safe and that everybody returned home safely, because I know sometimes it can be dangerous out on the streets. If you stayed in like us, I hope you had a great, relaxing, long weekend. Yeah. Welcome to 2023. We're glad for all the people who have stayed with us, all the new friends and awesome people that we've met along the way. It's just been an awesome time, and we could not be more appreciative for all of you. We wanted to do a video or an episode last week. However, as you can hear, I'm still sick from last week a little bit. This is the first day that I've actually felt better. So not quite 100%, but we're getting there.
And I was Jordan was sick the week before.
Before, yeah.
And I could not work. And so I had to do therapy without a voice, basically. It was
the worst.
It was a struggle. Any and all cold remedies and sore throat remedies I was taking all at once, which you're probably not supposed to do, but
I've never bought ginger by the pound before until this time. And we had throat coat and honey and all this shit just in the works.
Tea between every appointment. I was drinking like crazy.
It was a wild time.
It's been a wild time.
This is the worst cold I've had in a long time.
So we promise we're not being lazy. We just literally cannot catch a break. Yeah. But we have a good surprise present in store for you.
Yeah. Keep an eye out. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure you hit the little bell so that you get notifications, because we're going to be streaming on Friday and it's going to be extra special. I don't even want to tell anybody yet.
7 o'clock Mountain Time.
Be Friday. Ready. Yeah, that makes that 9 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Pacific. I got it the first time this time.
Nice.
Check it out.
Nice.
I don't even know what day this is going up, probably Thursday. So on that day, make sure tomorrow you're all ready. Of course, as always, the stream will be available after the fact to watch at your leisure. So if you don't have time to be there when we're doing it, no worries. Fear not. You can still be there. You just won't be able to participate live. But anyway, two other things before we go. I just got a report from our amazing friend over at Exmo Candle Co. Company, or Exmo Candle Co. Company, redundant, Jen. And thanks to everybody who bought our candles this past season. It was awesome. And thank you, more importantly, for supporting an awesome business and a friend of ours, because that's even more. Because those were just our sales that I saw. I didn't even see every single candle that was sold. But if that has any bearing on the rest of the business they did, I hope that they had a killing this holiday season. So thank you for doing that. And also, we've been getting orders pouring in for the new merch that we have out. You can find that at jordan-and-mckay-shop.forthwall.com.
Just click the link in the description. It's
down in the description below. But for those who are listening, and I know I have been slacking, so I apologize, and you're probably going to see a dump of episodes. But for those who are listening, that's how you get there if you are interested in any of the merch that we have. Okay, now that we finally have that out of the way and you have the disclaimer that I'm going to sound like shit, I'm going to do my best to cut out any coughs or sniffles or anything like that. I cleared my throat as best I could before we started. But
we're human, so don't fucking bitch about it.
We're doing our best, damn it.
Come on.
Today, we're going to kick off the new year by going back on our bullshit. Do this all the time, but honestly, they keep posting and just setting us up. So I don't know when they're gonna wise up and just stop posting, because literally all of their views are people like us who just love to see the fucking train wreck. We're of course talking about Connections Coaching, Connections Classroom, Moms of Truth,
Connections
Jody Hildebrandt, and Ruby Frankie, formerly of 8 Passengers. Did you have something to add? Sorry.
I don't know. I lost my thought.
Derailed train of thought. Sorry.
It's okay. I do that all the time.
Anyway, this was the video that we were going to do last week if we were not sick. But they came out with a video about a week ago from
About a week ago.
Entitled, What is Love? And honestly, from everything that I've seen from Ruby and Jody, I have to pause when I say their names so I don't mash them together.
Joby.
Everything that we've seen from them, I would not trust them explaining to me what love is, because Ruby is an awful parent. Her idea of showing love to her child is shipping him off to a fucking wilderness camp and taking his bed away and taking Christmas away from other kids. Apparently that is love to them. And Jody, I have not seen enough of, but I already have a bad vibe.
Ruby's love
about
is
her opinion.
Conditional at best.
Oh, at fucking best. Anyway, so if you're new here, you haven't heard of who Ruby and Jody are. We have a plethora of other videos about just Ruby and some about Jody as well. We believe that their little thing that they've going on has a lot of aspects in common with a lot of other cults that are out there. So just keep those things in mind as we go into this little reaction about their explanation of what love is. So let's do a little transition and we'll get started. I skipped the little coming up part because this is fucking YouTube. This isn't network TV. If you are a YouTuber and you do that, please stop. Nobody cares. The place to get your audience is in the title and the thumbnail. That's why it's called clickbait. But this, nobody cares about this.
Welcome to Connections. I'm Jody Hildebrand, and this is
Ruby Frankie.
Glad you're with us. Today,
I just can't get over the Britney Spears microphones. Like, and I don't even think they use them, and so it's just so much worse. Also, Jody looks just like my mom, I'm realizing, and that's very unsettling for me.
I think in this video, they're actually connected. Maybe they listened, because I remember last time they were in this situation, the audio was coming through the camera without
the plant is always conveniently placed over Ruby's hands.
I just couldn't see the hands. I don't know.
Love. And what is love? What is the construct of love? My guess...
Baby, don't hurt me.
...is that when I say that, you say, oh, I know what love is. And you give some kind of definition or probably an example. And we're here to invite you and provoke you to think in different directions.
Yeah, you're provoking me, all right.
I was going to say, I have a feeling some emotions will be provoked.
What love truly is.
Love is not a feeling. Love is a principle.
We are already off with the bullshit right now.
I can't.
Why the
At least
fuck?
They spelled it right.
Principle. Love is a principle of an elementary school.
I like this couch. I want a living room that
big. I want a living room that can accommodate that long stretch
people.
Of a couch. Usually you have to get a little corner in there for sectional or something.
And here at Connections, we're all about diving into principles and what principles are, how to use them, how to define them, what are the characteristics. And so love...
Okay, this is slightly off topic, but look at their hair.
Dude, Ruby is mirroring.
It's literally almost identical. It's the lighter shade pieces in the framing in the front.
Yeah.
And they curl it the same way, and the color's the same.
And they both do the middle part.
At least they're just slightly off to the side. Unsettling.
That's wild. Oh, just a review for those who might need a little refresher or new here. Their whole shtick is principles versus distortion. Principles are all the things that are, in their opinion, good and godly and all of this shit, because they are Mormons. And distortion is anything that goes against that. So we like to live in distortion because we live in a way that would spite Jody and Ruby. And they are principles. That's just a little explanation for the shirt that we have in the merch store. Go check it out.
What we're going to talk about today may rock your world. you might leave this video going, oh, what I always thought was not love is actually loving, and what is loving is not what I thought it was. Hopefully,
highly
you'll
doubt
be
that.
Open.
If you're humble.
And humble to hearing what we are inviting you to learn about love.
Right? We're definitely not
so
humble.
Like any other principle, you can enter into the principle in truth, or you can enter into the principle in distortion. If you enter into distortion into a principle, you will destroy the principle. You will.
I don't even know why I gave the recap. I should have known that they would have done it for me.
Deception inside the principle. You will counterfeit the principle, and you will deceive yourself, and you will not be able to see that you're actually not in the principle, but you're in some distorted form of what you think is the principle.
You're not balls deep in the principle. You're in something else.
Wrong hole.
Wrong hole.
Jody definitely just went into the fucking thesaurus and was like, distortion. What were the words that she was using? Hold on.
Deception.
Destroy. Deception. Counterfeit. Deceive.
No, like, she's not going to go to a thesaurus. She's going to go to Google and type in words similar to, because she doesn't know what a fucking thesaurus is.
I don't know. She's on the older side. Maybe she doesn't trust the internet thesaurus.
Probably not, because the internet's in distortion.
The internet is in distortion.
God forbid.
Distorted form of what you think is the principle. So we want to start talking about love through motive. You have to know what your motive is in order to live principles of truth. So motive is either in truth or it's in distortion. So we're going to talk about both those really quickly.
As a
such limbic thinking
bisexual woman, I just want to draw attention to the way that Jody is sitting. That's all I'm going to say.
Jordan's reading that body language.
Engaging in a motive that has truth has a base that says, I'm honest, I'm responsible, and I'm humble. What are you responsible for? You know, your thoughts, your feelings, and your behaviors. So in order to know principles, you must understand motives. So we're going to give you some characteristics of what motives look like in truth or what they look like in distortion. There's only two motives, either truthful motives or distorted motives. That's it.
Oh my God.
And that's really great, because we can handle more than two motives.
Well, a motive in distortion. You did a great job of explaining what a motive.
People like Ruby and Jody, their heads would explode if there were ever a third option.
Well, you see how Ruby's sucking up to her right here. You did such a great job of describing that.
I know. I think I've mentioned this before, but the way that they operate is the way that they teach missionaries to teach people. Where you sit there, you listen intently on what your companion is saying, and then after they're done talking, they pass it over to you, and then immediately the first words out of your mouth are, I testify of the words of my companion, to like give their words validity, even though you've like rehearsed this. Like, it's so weird to see it in action in other places.
What truth looks like, a motive and distortion means I'm being dishonest. I'm wanting.
Here we
to
go
control.
With that thesaurus again.
I'm going into it wanting something for me. I'm going into a situation where I want to take from you, and I'm going to call it love, but really, I have an agenda. Any kind of manipulation, lying, deception, irresponsibility, pride—all of that is in a deceptive motive.
What the fuck is with this music?
I thought this was distortive motive, not deceptive.
They don't fucking seriously. Know what they're saying.
This music is distortion.
This is distortion. This is distorting my brain.
There's no way this is principles of truth.
You're probably sitting there thinking, okay, that sounds great.
No, it doesn't. I'm thinking this sounds fucking stupid and I hate you.
Examples of what that actually looks like in real life. And my hunch is you may not follow us through all of the examples. They may trigger you and say, that's not true. I'm loving when I do that. And what you have to do is look at your motive, because we're going to give you examples of people who have motives that are in distortion, though they claim that they're in truth, though they claim they're in love.
Yeah. So as you listen,
honorable mention,
are you willing to put aside your feelings? Are you willing to put aside the chemical hit or all of the hormones that are going through your body.
And the chemical hit?
What?
What is truth?
What the f*** is she talking about?
A WMD?
Drugs.
What you would call a loving situation, and really assess, is what I think love in truth, or is what I think love is in distortion?
Yeah, exactly. And that's really challenging. Because,
thank you, Ruby. You idiot.
It is definitely not equal, because Ruby's like, oh my God, what you said is so beautifully worded and is so true. And then Jody's over there like, thank you.
She's pining for Jody's love and affection.
Seriously.
I just saw lost a puppy commercial. Energy. Somebody showed me a commercial about a little girl distortion. Who was playing in the back of the car with a toy, like an electronic toy.
And like it on an iPad or something. Mm-hmm. And it took the battery.
Can we get an instant replay of that?
Yes.
Like an electronic toy.
And like it on took an iPad or something. Mm-hmm.
And it took.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, she was so annoyed by that.
Yeah, let's do a little reenactment. Like on an iPad or something.
Mm-hmm. She's so fucking annoyed. Oh my God.
Look at her, dude.
She didn't even disguise that.
And it took batteries. And the dad was concerned that the
okay, an iPad doesn't take batteries. What the fuck, Ruby?
Is that a touch?
Went into the grocery store to get more batteries. And he was deciding which batteries to get. Should I get the real?
There's not a fucking chance that this is a real commercial that she's talking about. There's no way.
You know, powerful batteries that cost probably more. And then he had this image in his mind like, oh my gosh, what if the batteries run out? And she starts kicking the seat. She starts throwing things out the window. And she starts rubbing her chocolatey hands all over the car. And he's like, oh, I better get the real powerful batteries so it doesn't run out on my daughter. And we would laugh and we'd say, wow, that dad's super loving. But really, his motive was all selfish.
To get what he wanted.
No, the motive of this fictional situation is to sell fucking batteries. I don't think it's that deep.
It's just monkey singing songs, mate.
It's just monkey singing songs, mate. Don't think too hard about it.
So the whole commercial is saying, if you get the more powerful battery, then you have more control over your daughter. So power and control equals love.
Love. Quote love. Unquote.
If you can control your daughter not to scream.
Tell me that that's not Ruby's like motto for parenting, is not control. You don't listen to a goddamn straight thing I up. Say, so go into the fucking wilderness.
Yep.
Like, tell me that's not control.
You didn't bring your own lunch, so you get to fend for yourself because I'm in control of bringing you lunch, and you didn't listen to me, so I have the control, and you don't get lunch. Kindergartner, by the way. That's a real, this is not like us making up anything. This is like a real thing.
If you can control her to do what you want her to do, well, now you're a loving parent.
Right. And what you'd say is I'm controlling her to be happy.
What's wrong with that?
Trying to her to be happy. I don't want her to not be happy. Mm-hmm. And so this is where we're encouraging you. And we're both parents. We understand children and children's happiness and how, you know, so many of us.
Yeah, because they don't have any. Because Jody and Ruby are their fucking parents.
It's really easy to understand their happiness when it's so simple because they get literally nothing.
Our whole life's goal is to make our kids happy. And most of the time we're trying to make our kids happy. What we're actually doing is being in distortion and inviting them into a controlling dynamic.
Well, I know when I was great.
Bro, what the fuck did she just say?
I don't think
for a second that buying my son a little toy car has ever put that kind of dynamic on him.
And I don't think most parents' goals
is... I guess, is what they're saying, is the kids control us because we want them to be happy. So they... Is that what they're saying? Basically, that kids are manipulating us?
Number one...
Because we want them to be happy?
Number one... I don't think kids, especially little kids, this is my personal opinion, are capable of manipulating adults. Two, I don't think, speaking as a parent, like, yes, I want my kid to be happy, but like his, like offering him security and stability and like a soft place to land when he inevitably branches out and does make mistakes or make stupid choices. Like, that's my goal as a parent. And it has less to do with happiness than it does just making sure that they're safe and taken care of. Because, I mean, to their point, everything that you do, like, you can't do everything to make your kids happy. Like, it won't work. You can't do that. And so it's unrealistic to think that anyway. They think they're making like this monumental point by saying that, where I would say most parents understand that they can't always make their kid happy. Like, should you do it sometimes? Yeah. I mean, these two were like, don't fucking make your kid happy because then they'll be manipulative little shits.
Yeah. Well, and just to play off what you were saying, like, I can give him whatever he wants during the day, but there's still things that I have to do that are going to make him sad or mad. That's just life. It's not like the whole day I'm like, oh yeah, whatever you want. No, then he would have like a red bum all the time because I never changed his diaper or got him in the bathroom.
Be watching like YouTube all day.
Yeah.
Completely living in distortion when I would say, I want my children to be happy. What I was really saying is I want my children to not bug me. I want my children to not interfere with my agenda. I don't want my children to interrupt.
Here's a thought.
Through this.
Here's a thought. Nope, we're not. What if you engaging with your child makes them happy? That's a concept that Ruby's not fucking familiar with.
No, at least ever since she got YouTube famous.
And it takes a real humble parent to admit to that and to see that and then to change.
Yeah, exactly. So we're inviting you to reconsider your definition.
Nope.
Missionary teaching thing. We invite you.
Call to action.
Call to action.
Of love and how
sales
you
technique.
Manifest love and how you speak in loving ways and make sure that it actually is love, because love will always be telling the
what
truth.
What is love?
It will be responsible. It will show self-respect and also self-respect for the other person. It will always reflect.
My theory is starting to become Ruby and Jody treat people like fucking shit. And they've always caught flack for it because they treat people like shit, right? So what's a good way that we can manipulate this situation so that we don't get flack for being rude to people? We can say telling the truth, and even if it's harmful and rude, is love. So then they've got an excuse for being like, well, I'm showing you love in principles.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an excuse to be
like
a dick.
Their MO is they take all of these like ambiguous, non-concrete ideas, and in order to like create the illusion of like wisdom or knowledge or something, essentially the product that they're trying to sell is taking those non-concrete ideas and ascribing what they think about them to be the definition of those things. Like, love, I mean, you couldn't even really define it. It's a feeling, it's an idea, it's all of these things. It's an action. To where in the real world, there's, to every person, it means something different. And there's just taking it and like, this is a part of our product. This is what it means. Concrete. You don't have to think about it. Anything that's not this is not love or whatever. So it's just like their MO is taking these things, especially in this situation. It helps them because they tell the truth. In the last video that we did about them, they shit all over this person who, quite frankly, kind of deserved it. But essentially, after that, oh, we're just telling truth. That's because we love you. Which is, in my opinion, a pretty abusive kind of relationship style.
The truth, the reality. So, for example, I was telling Ruby, my daughter had a birthday the other day, and she was choosing to behave super selfish. And she and I were conversing, and I said, wow. And this was on her birthday. I said this. Wow. I am really sad and it hurts my heart to watch you behave so selfishly. And Ruby smiled.
I wonder why your daughter probably hates going to your house.
I'm pretty sure all her kids are adults. I'm pretty sure her children are all adults.
Yeah, that sounds like a kid who's going to cut their parent off. So that's even worse.
I was going to say, she's going to be the boomer or Gen Xer in a few years that's like, none of my kids ever come to see me. No, my kids fucking hate me. I don't understand why. I really wonder.
Put in a shit home.
Yeah, for real.
That's how you act toward your kids? This you're in the stage in your life where it's like, it's planning time. You got to fucking make sure that the end of your life shit is taken care of. And this does not sound like a good way to be doing that.
Like, wow, you said that on her birthday? And I said, yeah, I did. And she's like, good job. High five. Because I love my...
Being a bitch. Good job. High five. Of course Ruby's going to fucking endorse that. She's a bitch.
She's awful.
God.
Look at that little daughter, echo chamber that they've got going on.
I love my daughter. And
do you?
Because I love my daughter, I am not interested in fulfilling some selfish agenda of me wanting to make sure that she, on her birthday, is not upset with me. I will always reflect truth to my child. Always.
You know what else I bet she did? I bet she did it in front of people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you've got a problem with somebody like that and it needs to be addressed, like, relatively quickly, then, like, pull them aside after the fact instead of, like, making a whole scene and making it about you, because that's making it about you. That's selfish. Because you're trying to get your point across and feel good about yourself. So you want to talk about selfish. That's you, bitch.
Yeah. Also, what the fuck is the point of a birthday if it's not a day for you to be selfish?
Seriously.
Why even bother?
Truth is always loving, and the world might look at you and say, wow, Jody, that wasn't very loving, especially on her birthday. I have an example of something really similar.
Shocking.
So to give you a few more characteristics of what is love, love always invites a person to...
Is she going to talk about taking away Christmas? Self.
Love has growth. Love has fruits of truth. Love invites peace.
She now, totally made these up.
Your daughter's going to choose that because she has agency and she has choice. However, you were inviting her into something creative instead of inviting her into destruction. So the example I want to share,
look at Jody's face right now.
However, the fruits of what I was providing for my children, the love I was offering them, was inviting them into destruction. So for many years, I ran a YouTube channel called...
The Truth Comes Out.
8 Passengers.
And of course, she's got to put it up there on the screen so you can see how many subscribers she had. Oh, look, just a measly 2.33 million. You know, we had the gold play button and everything.
And in doing so, we found a lot of success. We were one of the very few who made it big, and we had a lot of views, a lot of eyes on us. And as a result, companies would send us their products. We had every day, our porch became a plethora of Santa Claus. We had shoes sent.
A plethora of Santa Claus.
So many Santa Clauses.
I don't think that word means what you think.
Also, what
means.
Is with these fucking stock photos?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Like, I can't envision what a shoe looks like.
What are shoes?
We had vacations given to us. We would travel the world for free. We were given, we'd go to the movies and people would recognize us and they'd give us free popcorn and Slurpees. We had free...
She's literally just taking this opportunity to brag about how fucking successful they were.
And you can tell Jody's annoyed.
Yeah. No,
like, watch her slow blinking. She just slow blinks.
You're not supposed to talk about this like that. It was distortion.
From clothes to toys to games to vacations to, you know, cars and, like, you name it. It was just given to us. And I thought, wow. Look at what I'm providing for my children. I'm giving them something I never had as a kid. I'm providing them with so much.
Is that why was that funny? Fucking point?
Why was that funny to Jody? She's like cracking up now.
Seriously, is it not the point to have it be better for your children than it was for you? I don't understand why people like complain about shit like that. Like, oh, back in my day... For me, back in my day, we didn't have online multiplayer for video games. It was just you had to get together with your friends and you had what you had. These kids don't know how hard we had it. I don't understand why you would complain that there's been progress.
Something better for someone else. Yeah. People are just bitter.
People are just bitter, honestly.
Isn't that love? And I thought for many years it was
what
loving.
What the fuck is going on with Jody?
The fruits of love. Again, they bring creation. They invite a child to know who they are.
Yeah, they bring creation, all right. Yeah. Well, that's why Jody's happy. Well, she's talking about creation.
And I saw the fruits, and they weren't so fruitful. They were rotten. The axiom, they were spoiled rotten. My children were spoiled rotten. And it came out in their attitudes. It came out in, I'm bored. No kid had more toys or games at their feet than mine, and they were bored.
What's wrong with being bored?
Every kid gets bored.
Yeah, it's actually a good thing for your kid to be bored.
It's true.
And that's like, that has no bearing on how many toys they have.
Yeah.
How? Which means selfish, by the way.
How is that even possible?
Those are not synonyms. Those are not synonyms. I suggest you go back to the thesaurus because apparently you learned nothing.
Well, bored gets translated into, I don't want to stimulate myself. I don't want to create myself.
And the hand motion that she's using. Oh my God.
So you stimulate me.
Well, because it takes effort. They didn't want to put it.
Stop.
Subliminal messaging at Ruby.
Effort. There was no effort in receiving all that was being just sent to their porch magically every morning. Who's going to open the boxes? I knew it became a problem when there were boxes on the porch and nobody wanted to open them anymore because they got bored with having packages come to the house. So I did what a true loving mom would do. And I said, no more. Not good.
No, you got involved with Jody and she ended up putting that idea into your brain. Because none of this came about until you were doing shit with Jody.
Oh, high and mighty.
Yeah. Please don't try to lie to anybody and say that you thought it was a good idea to stop this for you. Because regardless of anything that you're saying right here, you took advantage of your children to make it big. So.
Can't take that back.
Yeah. And now all of them have like all this notoriety or whatever. They've been on YouTube, people recognize them, and they can't go back to just living a normal life. This is everything that you did. So I guess she is kind of admitting.
And your oldest daughter won't even talk to you. Choices.
Yeah. But it's not because of, I was putting them in distortion. It's because you were fucking greedy, dude. Let's be real here.
Do this anymore. Who says no to free packages, gifts, money, vacations? Someone who's truly loving.
Yes. And I can be a witness. I watched this woman say no. And many of the world would say, well, you know, she had some help saying no. And
yes, the truth is, it was you.
No. She could have gone right back into that world and developed the same thing. And she saw what he was doing to her family, to herself, and to her children. And she desperately wanted to send a loving message to them and stop.
So loving that none of them want to talk to her anymore. And her husband's going to divorce her ass and her family hates her.
If that truly is the case, then it doesn't really matter. It seems like the damage has already been done. And she continues to do damage just in a different way.
Well, let me rephrase that. Her behavior has caused her family to not want to be involved with her anymore because of the choices that she's making.
Yeah.
Like, her family is over this bullshit with her, and they've been cut off because Ruby seems to think that they're living in distortion and are not worth being around. Like, she chose this over her own kid, and that's certainly a choice.
Yeah. And this is not unfounded. Her, if you're new here, her extended family, her sisters and parents, they all do the family vlogging thing. And we're not saying that they're any better or anything because they do the same thing that I criticized Ruby for. And it's just kind of all the same song and dance, but they have admitted in their own like YouTube comment sections and posts and things like that, that she has estranged them. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say that? She is estranged from them.
Yeah, not because of their because choices, of her own but choices. Because of hers.
Because
yeah.
she doesn't feel that they are living principles of truth. She feels that they live in distortion. So, and who brought about those ideas? That would be Ruby. So when or Jody. So when Jody says, "Oh, she didn't have any help." Bullshit.
I'm Period. Just thinking, what a waste. Like if Jody or if Ruby truly comes out the other side of this and realizes what bullshit it is, like you can't get that time with your kids
back. She's lost a lot of time.
Like her parents just left on a mission and she didn't even say goodbye to them. Like they could be involved in something bad and not come back, and fucking Ruby's okay with that.
Yep.
She's okay not being involved in her two oldest kids' lives.
It's a shame, honestly.
Oh, well, I've seen this go that direction with other families, and I knew the only thing that it would take would be give the kids what they want, give the cell phone back, apologize to the children, film it, make a really big deal.
God forbid that you see your child as another human being and you apologize to them.
I think she's throwing shade at her siblings.
Probably.
Video showing that the kids are put first, and I knew the game plan to get back to what it was that I had.
Which is called distortion, by the way. All that manipulation would be called distortion.
It would be control. It would be manipulation. It would be deception. It would be because I wanted something. I wanted to get back what I've had. I've watched many people do this, and I knew what it would take. And I slowed down. And this is what we're inviting you to do, is slow down and consider, is what I'm doing
Zoom in.
Really, truly for the invitation. Loving? Or is what I'm doing because I want something out of it?
Yeah. And there were people, and I would say people who were close to you, that were inviting you very strongly to go into that deception, to deceive all of you and say, you know, we're sorry so that you could, is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a real shocker that I didn't go that direction. It was a real shocker that I didn't apologize.
So she really is now throwing shade at her siblings. If it wasn't clear before, it sure as shit is now.
Pretty clear now. Also, I want to know what kind of search terms they had to use to find the most god-fucking awful corporate music I've ever heard in the background.
Oh, seriously.
What? How do you even get there? What is it, just like awful elevator music?
Or sad white lady music.
It seriously sounds like the kind of music that you would hear in the waiting room of a fucking morgue.
To the masses. And I thought, well, there's nothing to apologize for. Apologize for loving my child. Apologize for holding my child accountable.
Apologize for being a bitch? Me?
Never.
No.
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 What exactly am I apologizing for? Most apologies today, they look loving. We've all seen political figures, governors, politicians, even religious leaders who say something and then they get canceled for it, and then, you know, give them a week and the PR firms tell them, okay, what you do is you get in front of the camera and you offer an apology, and everyone says, oh, look how loving that is. We believe in giving second chances. Most apologies today is just a form of manipulation to get the mainstream to back off and they can have back what they
want. She's just really telling on herself here. Just say most apologies are bullshit. Like, how do you truly live like this, thinking people are always like at their worst? How do you just assume that of everyone?
And I will yield. And the examples that she listed, absolutely. I think in every situation like that, you have to take it with a grain of salt because there's an image that needs to be maintained. But the average person, no.
To say that not is. Like, Every apology isn't genuine. It's just bullshit.
Yeah. She has to say it like that because she did it. But she's not going to say that she did it explicitly, just in case people who are watching don't know that she did it like that.
Yes. Which is not love. It's very much distortion.
Also, like, shout out to the cancel culture cameo in this. I did not expect that. So
we, again, are inviting you to look at your own life relationships, your dynamics, which ones are truly loving and which ones are actually in distortion.
So Jody and I have each shared an example from our own lives of what real love looks like, which isn't what the world thinks is love. They'd push back and say, whoa, that's mean. You're not going to be loved. Your children are going to kick you out of their lives. Anytime that you make a decision and in the back of your mind you have, well, I want them to take care of me in my old age, that's not love.
That's not love.
That's not love, because that sure as shit ain't going to happen. So y'all can get fucked.
Yeah. I guess hold on to your principles and hopefully they will take care of you in your end of life stage.
Well, she's going to be divorced and all our kids are going to hate her. So she's going to be on her own.
Right? She Mr. definitely Cleaning seems like
gonna
she,
do it.
She's heading down that path. Definitely. I feel like he's definitely gotten the short end of the stick. I'm not going to absolve him of any of the shitty takes that he has, but he definitely is a little
bit. He's gone off the map too. I have not heard a single not even a thing little bit. About him.
Not even a little bit.
I want them to be my friend. I want them to be happy with me. Anytime you think I want fill in the blank, I don't care what it is, that is not love. Love is a gift that you offer because you have generated it inside yourself. And how do you generate love? Well, the only way to generate love is you use your agency to choose principles of truth.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's fucking buzzword soup. I literally didn't hear any of these.
It's okay to want things. Like, you know, speaking as a therapist intern who has training in marriage therapy, who works currently with plenty of couples, it's okay to want things from your partner. It's okay to want affection. It's okay to want one-on-one time. It's okay to want gifts. It's okay to want those things. It doesn't make you selfish. It means you have emotional needs, wants, desires, and reasonably, when communicated, your partner can provide those, and it isn't selfish.
Imagine that. Crazy.
Are clear. When I talked to my daughter, I was very clear. I said, this behavior is very selfish, and my heart hurts when I see you behave this way. That was very clear. She couldn't get confused about that.
Love is unconditional.
Yeah, the only thing she's confused about is how soon can she kick you out of her life.
Unconditional. Seriously.
Explain what that means, because people manipulate that one.
Yeah, people do manipulate that. They say, well, you just love your child.
How the fuck do you mix up what unconditional means? This is literally, I'm going to write the fucking dictionary according to me, because people use that to manipulate. How more simple does it get? Un, without, conditional, condition. All of that.
She just wants an excuse to be a shitty mom. That's what she wants, because if she doesn't love if unconditional love is bad, then she doesn't have to love her kids like that. And she can be the shitty mom that she is.
Yep.
Or what? And they say that means that's being loving unconditionally. Love is truth. So that means I am going to reflect truth to you. I'm going to offer you the gift of truth, no matter the circumstance, no matter the outcome, no matter how you receive this or how you don't receive this.
Wow.
So when people say, well, if you do that, then your child's not going to trust you. If you do that, then your child's not going to love you. Well, exactly. I'm just revealing that my child is refusing to love unconditionally. I don't want anyone in my life who's not going to be loving.
Yeah, so that's pretty obvious.
Think about how fucked up that is. Like, my kid doesn't love me unconditionally, so I don't care about them. Like, are you serious? Are you that immature?
This way? There's no way that she has a friend outside of Jody.
No way.
There's not a fucking chance.
That's why everyone's abandoned her.
Yeah.
Will only love me if I give them what they want, then that's not really love, is it?
And there is no relationship, because relationships are the outcome of using your agency.
Is she saying relationships?
Is that like a thing, or did she just...
She said it twice.
Did she have a brain fart or what?
Relationships.
Relationship.
Maybe that's a new word they made up.
Maybe that's their
buzzword. Be truthful, to be responsible and humble. So this takes a very strong soul, because most of us are not even willing to consider not having our children in our lives. And I hope that you'll reconsider. Because there are people in your lives.
Mormon church, excommunicate this bitch. Do you hear what she's fucking advocating for?
Oh my God.
How are these people still on your rolls?
They said the quiet part out loud.
Holy shit, dude. She's really like, you got to cut them off before they cut you off.
Well, here's the thing. Like, are there adult children who are not in healthy spaces that parents stop talking to them? Sure. Absolutely. Are those circumstances out there? Totally. But let's keep in mind the bulk of Ruby's kids are under 18.
Yeah, I don't think a single Mormon child is doing anything that would warrant that kind of behavior.
Like, are you serious?
Suck.
I can give up my, like, her kids are, she has two older kids, one of who's in college. And one, I think, who's about, I don't ever remember how old Chad is. I think he's about to graduate.
Yeah, I think he graduates this year.
And all her other kids are young. So, like, are you really, like, my 7-year-old is such a fucking bitch that I don't care if I give her up because she's being a bitch.
Yep. My 7th grader, man, she really grinds my gears. So I just said, you know what? Fuck you. No bed. Get out of my house.
We invite you to abuse your children, just like we have taught you today.
Seriously.
We invite you to give up on them and not care. And it, you know, my theory is these two are just fucking terrible people and they're shitty ass moms and they want to find a reason to be justified in how shitty of moms they are.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
The moms of truth would have you believe that you should cut off your children because they got on your nerves. But as parents of distortion, we invite you to actually love your children and keep them in your lives and make sure that they're taken care of instead of being awful, terrible, scornful parents like Jody and Ruby.
This just makes me think that the two of them are like, we're not meant to become parents if you can't handle your kid being annoying. And you're like, you argued with me, so I'm taking away all your Christmas presents.
Seriously.
Like, maybe you weren't cut out to have kids, and maybe you shouldn't have had so many. Adjusted,
I guess. Like, seriously, because everything that they're, like, outlining is just kids being annoying.
Seriously.
Like, oh, they lied to me. Dude, my little boy lies to me about having a poopy diaper. Do I care? No. I can smell it. He can smell it. He knows he's not fooling me.
It's developmentally appropriate for kids to lie. Okay. Should they be lying all the time?
Yeah.
That's where...
He just doesn't want me to change it because it's uncomfortable.
Education has to be had in order for that to happen. It's developmentally appropriate and you deal with it as it comes up. If you just punish the shit out of them, that outcome is not going to be what you want it to do.
Right?
Guarantee you they're holding, or they're inviting you into a dynamic of holding you hostage. If you don't, then I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. And if I do this and you don't do that, then here's what's gonna happen.
Because I forgot, like, your 13-year-old is in total control of you and how you behave.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
That bad at setting boundaries, I guess?
That is just nasty aggression. There's no love in that.
No, that's a transaction. And the people who go into those transactions are people who are desiring approval. They're desiring a place of just, I say acceptance, but that's not really acceptance. It's this faux acceptance. They're valuing that over truth. So let's give you several real simple softball examples of what love.
That's a Utah pronunciation. Real
distortion.
I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but especially in like Sister Wives, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, any like
real
instead real, of heel, Utah, it's hill. Family. That's what Robin said. Family. I wanted the family. Like those really
such a Utah thing.
It changes from eel to ill.
It's like love versus Dill. Enabling or love versus codependency.
Enabler.
How about the mom at the grocery store who's checking out? I know I've been there several times. I too
regularly go to the grocery store.
Cart, so one relatable. Cart full of 6 kids and one cart with the groceries and I'm pushing both of them. And you know, it's just a lot of work to grocery shop with all those.
Okay, but your children were never sit in the cart age all at the same time. So maybe it's your fault for not having some of them walk.
kids and all those groceries and kids are crying. And what happens when you go to the checkout? There's candy bars. There's gum. Sometimes there's those little toys with the fans on them. I don't know why they always put those there. But there's all kinds of stuff little kids want. And they're crying saying, Mom, I want this. I want this. And it would be really easy.
We got McDonald's at home.
All of you go ahead and get a treat. Because I know they're going to be quiet and they're just going to be eating it as I'm paying for the groceries. And that would be really helpful for me for them to just be quiet for 5 minutes while I get out my, you know, purse and get the groceries bag and put in the.
If you're a mom and you need to do that sometimes, or if you're a dad and you need to do that sometimes, that's okay. If it's going to save your sanity in that moment so that you can get something done without your kid fucking losing his shit.
If it's going to save you from cutting your 5-year-old out of your life, then fucking do it.
Should you do that all the time? You know, probably not, because then they get into a pattern and a habit and it gets more annoying. But can you do that sometimes and it be perfectly okay and it not mean that you're a bad parent? Yes.
Jordan, no, that's not possible. You'd better be quiet. And don't say things that you don't mean.
I'm in distortion.
We have a 2.5-year-old, and I'm not going to like brag or anything. I've never run into this situation because his favorite thing to do is help me put the groceries on the belt or scan them if we go to the self-checkout. I don't know. Involve your kids in your life.
That's not a reasonable thing for her to do, though, because she has 6 kids, which, mind you, is a choice that she made. Don't bitch to me about the fact that you have 6 kids.
I won't go into that because she could have been coerced into it because of Mormonism. So maybe. I will yield that small point.
Maybe.
But I mean, she did make having 6 kids her entire fucking personality for you too.
So I'm like, I don't feel bad for you. I'm sorry.
Grocery cart. That would be me being selfish. Me being loving, truly seeing my children and understanding everything I do, I want to be unconditional loving to my child. Everything I do, I want to unconditionally invite my children to be self-governing and responsible. And everything I do, I want to invite my child to be motivated because they really want to grow into a provident, helpful, loving person. So I say no to the candy bar. And then what does that do? That just invites them to a bigger tantrum. We've all seen that. And it's really loving to hold the boundary. Love is boundaries. Hold the boundary and say, no, I love you too much. I'm not going to say yes to your entitlement. I'm going to say no to your selfishness because I love you. I'm not going to say yes to you getting everything that you want. I'm going to say no. No is loving.
Bro, if either of these two ever learned the word compromise, their head would pop. It would pop. I swear to God.
I'm trying to look and see if Ruby's wearing garments. That's been my focus.
Yeah,
I'm looking at her pants.
Her outfit doesn't really lend too well to it.
Into being responsible.
Beautiful, beautiful. How about the husband and the wife dynamic? So here's an example. And we know that there are so many examples. So please realize we can't give thousands of examples. We can only give 1 or 2 examples. And so please extract the principles into your specific examples. So husband and wife, you have either the husband or the wife, and you have one person that is typically in distortion and is aggressive or threatening or demanding, and the other spouse is constantly saying, well, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So
I know you were just tired.
Yeah, yes. There's always a rational.
Oh my God.
That was a little personal.
What the
fuck? Girly.
What is with this dynamic that they have going on? It is crazy.
Well, on the other end, as to why this person is showing up the way that they are. And so either spouse, depending on which one does that, both of them are in distortion. One is being super aggressive. The other one's also being aggressive in that they're enabling the other person's aggression. So let's say that my partner is annoyed because I was getting ready and I took longer than I said.
Look at that look. Look at the way Ruby is looking at her. You can't tell me that that's not, like...
undying devotion and affection?
A little seductive.
Everybody has theories. And I hope because of what they say about groups of people that it's not true, because they're going to have a hell of a fucking time if that's the case.
It's going to take. And I come out and I say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know I told you I'd take 10 minutes and I took 17 and I'm sorry. And my partner's 17. Like, okay. And then we just go on and go do whatever it is we're doing. That exchange sounds like it's loving. I sound like I'm being loving by saying, I'm sorry that I was late. The truth is, I'm trying to control their reaction because I know that they're mad. I've been in a relationship with them, for months, if not years. And I know that they don't manage themselves well when I go over the time frame that I say I'm going to go.
Well, the motive in saying, I'm sorry.
I wonder why she's divorced.
Had no fucking clue.
I have no clue.
No idea.
And I'm not saying that being divorced is a bad thing, because divorce is the end of an unhappy marriage. But I can tell why this marriage was probably unhappy. Yeah, not all the time, but it sounds like her marriage was probably unhappy and she was putting in overtime to make it that way.
Is not because you truly are sorrowful for not keeping your commitment. It's because I want to control you being grumpy. Yeah. I'm saying sorry because I want you to back off and just let me continue to do what I want. Yep. And don't hold me accountable because I lied. Just
holy shit.
Leave me alone and don't say anything.
Right. As evidenced by the fact that I keep doing the same thing for the next 20 years. I make commitments and I break them.
Yeah.
Because I'm really not sorry. Yeah. Sorry means I'm going to change.
Yeah. How about the typical, I don't know, this was typical when I was.
I think she is wearing garments.
I honestly can't tell.
Right here. I can't see Jody's. Like, Jody's would be way more obvious because her pants are so tight, given the material. But I can't see it.
Growing up. But it's, hey, Dad's coming home from work. He's going to be home. Everyone get the house cleaned up. And Dad had permission to come home, and he could be grumpy. He could be upset. He could be angry. What's and then everyone rounds right around him and say, you know, here's dinner. Let me get the newspaper for you. Do you want a drink of water? And bro, it's
what
like,
is it 1955?
How come he gets to be irresponsible for his emotions, but then all of us take responsibility for that?
I'm sorry, Ruby. That's the Mormon dynamic that you signed up for, bestie.
You literally just described patriarchy. I don't know. Yeah.
Are you offended by that now?
And Mom says, because we love Dad.
Yeah. Give him a break. He's had a hard day. He works really hard.
Textbook definition.
He brings in the money. We need to give him room. Don't talk to him right now.
Jody and Ruby, feminist arc. Let's go.
What?
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Kind of temperamental. Wait till he's in a better mood. And so everyone is controlling Dad because nobody
this
wants
is so
him
ironic
to blow up in anger, but really there's no truth in it. He gets to act however he wants, and then the kids and the wife are responsible for his anger.
Right. And again,
is she talking about Mr. Worldwide? Is that who she's talking about?
Yes, he had a real tough day down at ye oldie University of the Lord. It must be. I don't know.
That was honestly a lot of very specific.
A lot things. Oddly specific stuff.
Mr. Worldwide!
It's all under the auspice of love. Yeah. Dad loves all of us. Dad's doing this because of love.
We understand him being angry. We're not going to be hurt because Dad's angry, because we love him.
Yeah, exactly. And this goes on in probably every household, maybe not that exact example, but these sentiments that people call love that really are controlling. Mm-hmm. How about the partner? We're back to a husband and wife. How about the partner that says, hey, I'm going to go out and weed the yard and mow it and wash the dog and the cars. And they go through this whole list. And so all day long, either spouse is working and they're doing it for you, for you, for you. And
I'm doing the honey-do list.
Yeah.
What's your honey-do list for me? I'm going to do it all today.
Right. Exactly. And the partner, man or woman, is in the home or whatever, and they're thinking, wow, I just have an amazing partner. They just love me so much. And at the end of the experience, whether it's the end of the day or maybe 3 days later, they come with their agenda. And they say, hey, would you be willing to fill in the blank, have sex, go on a trip with me?
I want to buy those golf clubs.
Mm-hmm. I want to go with the guys for the next 2 weeks. I'd like to go.
Who's going with the boys for 2 weeks? Holy shit. That's a long time to be with the boys.
I'm just couldn't be. I love
my boys, but yeah, if it's going to be 2 weeks, I'm going to need the fam to come along with me. That's too long.
Buy that horse over there. And I want something. And my partner is looking at me like, where did this come from? And I look at them and say, what do you mean? I just would like to do these things. I'd like you to do what I'd like. And then I, as the partner who is being asked to allow all of these things to be granted, I get all confused and I think, well, you know, they were really kind and they did all those things I asked them to do. And so because I love them, I will have no problem.
Y'all consent.
Yes, exactly. So, you know.
Please don't use that term, Ruby. I know for a fact you don't honor consent. Shut the fuck up, please.
I'm just very confused by this dynamic because, yes, we don't want relationships to be transactional. And no, we don't want this idea that, like, I do the laundry and then you give me sex. Like, that's not how that works. But again, I return to the idea that it's okay to ask your spouse for things and to want things without it being like a tit for tat situation.
Yeah.
Like, we're not competitive or scorekeeping here. It's just like, hey, I'd really like to go out with my friends, you know, this weekend. Is that okay with you?
And it's not necessarily with a transactional intent. All of that stuff probably needed to be done anyway.
Right.
And usually there's one partner who takes care of that stuff. And if that's what he was already doing, I'm assuming it's he.
Well, that's where the communication piece comes in.
Yeah.
Like, my need as a partner is to have social activities with my friends outside of our relationship. And so we get to discuss how we go about meeting that need. And it's not like you can do the laundry and then you can go out and do that necessarily. It's a like what we've decided is that I have this list of things and you have this list of things. And that's just what it is. Like, it stop making it this like transactional thing. Yeah. People who are like, I did the laundry so you can have sex with me now. That's not necessarily a healthy dynamic, unless that's something that both partners want as like part of an enjoyable thing, like, you know, it's hot when you do the dishes, so now we're gonna have sex type of thing.
Yeah,
like that's different.
He or she was loving in what they did for me, and now I'm going to be loving in what I do for them. And if there's a transaction, it is never
holy shit love. I don't think you should be defining what people think to be love as what it is. Is that love for a lot of people? No. Is it for some people? Yeah, sure. Some people, showing love is getting railed in the back of the fucking Buick Park Avenue. I don't know. For other people, it's just self-love. For other people, you know, don't say that's not love because you don't fucking know.
Well, the irony of all this for me is because Jody's a therapist.
We're going to say disgraced therapist because that's not untrue.
A lot of what she talks about is based out of concepts from cognitive behavioral therapy. And cognitive behavioral therapy operates out of the mindset of people think in very black and white terms, like good, bad, wrong, right.
Truth distortion.
Like, that's an example of black and white thinking.
Hot. No, I'm just kidding.
And black and white thinking can be harmful. They call it a thinking error or a cognitive distortion because it can be harmful to the brain. The brain doesn't like ambiguity, and so it likes to stick in black and white. So we exist in as humans constantly in ambiguous spaces, and anxiety is like black and white, which is why we have trouble being in the middle or being in the gray area. So the irony of this is, as a therapist, she's teaching the exact opposite thing that she should be teaching regarding this. Black and white thinking is problematic.
It wouldn't be the first time that she did the opposite of what she was supposed to be doing.
No nuance.
As a therapist.
No, just your kind acts of service become collateral. They become symbols of money that you can just exchange with each other.
Right. It's very sad. And I can hear people saying, what's wrong with that? And those of you who are saying, what's wrong with that? You were in one of those dynamics.
Let's fucking go. Let's hear it for the distortion.
Exchanging collateral things.
And you're in a comfortable place in that dynamic where it's really working for you.
Yeah.
For now.
Oh, please. Please. Do not come at the working for you. Do not come at me with that, Ruby. How is it working for you?
Yeah, you're emblematic of a perfect, healthy marriage. I forgot.
Seriously, I'm sorry to dunk on you, but you fucking brought this on yourself. I don't...
Although always catches up. You might be in one of those dynamics for years, maybe even decades, and then you wake up. This is how...
Why didn't they cut that?
People come to us and say, I don't know where this came from. I mean, we've been married for 30 years. This seemed to come out of the blue. And then we start digging and asking questions, and we start finding out, oh, you've just been exchanging collateral for 30 years, and you had enough wages to keep the exchange going, and now your wages are short. The collateral is not there. It's not worth what it used to be. It's not worth what you're giving up. And now
they're like so close to being anti-capital.
It's not worth it anymore. And
so you're waking up to really
so close.
So here's some examples from family dynamics. I know for my family, there were all sorts of things that went on behind closed doors. And the statement of don't air the dirty laundry. Well, people who are outside of our family, they just loved us. And we love them. However, if they would have known what was actually going on behind closed doors, there wasn't love going on behind closed doors at my house. And so there was no...
Ultimate self-report. Yeah, Jody, we know. I gathered that by now.
Yikes.
Way that we had the ability, because remember, love gets generated here inside me, and then I offer it to you. I offer it as a token.
Please stop using like the language like that. I can't fucking do it. It gets generated inside me and then splattered all over you. I can't do it anymore.
Additional guest.
Yes, exactly. I don't want anything. However, I didn't know how to generate love. I wasn't taught that way. I wasn't treated that way. I wasn't instructed how to do that. I wasn't modeled how to do that. And so
I just get to be a bitch to everybody for the rest of my life.
My parents were awful to me, so I'm gonna be awful to you. Apparently, or they neglected. I don't know what your upbringing was like, but apparently there was a lot of deficiency.
Don't air the laundry that goes on in our house is a statement of secrecy, of control, so that people then project what they think is going on inside your family and say, wow, your family's amazing.
Well, then spill the fucking tea, Ruby.
Yeah, let's hear it. Put it all on blast so we can hear.
Where's Mr. Clean? Yeah. What'd you do to Chad? Why aren't you and Sherry talking? What happened between you and your siblings? Why do you hate your parents?
Why didn't you go say goodbye to your parents when they left on a mission?
Secrecy.
Do you not support them in your church? I mean, it's still your church too.
That's such bullshit. What goes on behind closed doors? Like, Ruby, that's your whole fucking MO right now.
It is literally your whole MO. Let's hear it. Air the dirty laundry.
Yeah.
You're advocating for other people to do it so that there's transparency and nobody is manipulated into creating this false image of who you really are. So
I'm ready for the tea. Let's go.
Unfortunately, we've been manipulated by you two to create this false image of who you really are. So really enlighten us, because so please stop this manipulation between Jordan and I, because we just want to know the truth and you're not offering it to us.
Give me the tea.
And we did lots of amazing things. I mean, we were very accomplished and people respected us. And the truth is that they didn't know what was happening. And there was a lot of distortion going on in my home. My hunch is that you're nodding your head saying, yeah, there was distortion going on in my extended family as well.
No, we're shaking our head and saying, okay, why are you concealing things now? Because it doesn't sound like you're being very forthright.
Extended family, again, more shade at Ruby's family.
Distortion to reign behind those front doors.
Well, a lot of confusion is met, especially when a child is learning that love means you protect the family. Love means you don't tell family secrets. Love means you protect the
illusion.
Yeah, and the perpetrators inside the home.
In some context, I agree with this, which I know is weird coming from me, but in the appropriate context, I know, but in the appropriate context, this makes sense to me, because as a kid who was actively abused, who was forced to keep family secrets because of the fear of disrupting the family image and then doing so, this logic isn't helpful, because it's not helpful to tell kids that it's okay to keep secrets. It's not helpful to prioritize, you know, not tainting the family name over taking appropriate action when addressing problematic situations or instances of abuse. And so in that context, I agree with this, but that's not the way that they're going to use this.
Yeah, no.
As long as you keep them a secret, then you're loving. And it does get really confusing. Yeah, I love that example. This is how perpetrators, this is how most child molestation happens, is because you have someone who knows what's going on and they don't want to cause a rift in the family. They don't want to cause any kind of wake. They don't want to toss the water. And so it's just put the kibosh on it, sweep it under the rug, don't say anything. It probably won't happen again. And it just continues generation after generation, and it hurts people for decades.
It's the only point Unreal. That she's ever made that I've ever agreed wow. with.
Snap.
One fucking thing.
One thing.
And she is right. The data and statistics are out there that your children are more likely to be sexually assaulted by people they know than a stranger.
And it really is this indicator that you're told as a child that this is loving. This kind of protection that you give for people who are engaging in distorted, abusive behaviors is protective and loving. And that is so destructive. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that when you're taught like that, you typically will bring other perpetrators into your life. I know that I have done that. And the person who was abusive or who is abusive, myself and them, we said we loved each other.
Well, you thought you did because they were...
Did she just out her husband?
That was previously unknown behavior. Although we have seen kind of a MO of these two, like, rewriting the definition of basically anything to make themselves feel better about their shitty parenting decisions. So...
I think she is wearing
glasses. I don't know. I can't really tell.
Showing up in the same way as the dirty laundry.
Yeah.
You don't know your laundry's dirty when you're not washing it. Yeah, when exactly. You don't air it out and clean it out. Yeah. You just think that's just how laundry is. It's supposed to look like
that's
that.
That's just what love is.
Metaphor.
Yeah. Do you want to share one from you?
Yes. Okay. So going on.
She had something in mind.
Linking on to what I shared about our family and all of the spoilages that was coming to our porch. It did have damaging effects. There was spoiling in the children. And one of our children showed up in a real concerning way. And we knew that we had a certain amount of years before this child was going to be an adult and be out on his own. And so we said, what is the most loving thing that we can do for this child? And so we spent weeks and months inviting this child to change, holding this child accountable. And when that wasn't a decision we could see that this child was going to make, we said, okay, what is a visceral experience that we can offer this child as a gift? And having him go to a wilderness therapy camp was what we came up with, because we didn't want the other children to think that we were condoning the behavior that was going on in the home. And we wanted to give this child the best shot at truth. And
we wanted to give this kid trauma.
Yep. We literally were at wit's end with this kid because we couldn't break his will. So we paid somebody to give him a visceral, awful experience to break him, not reform. Let's not fucking mince words. This is not reforming a child. This is breaking them. Anybody who is convinced otherwise, I don't know where the fuck your head is. It's either in the sand or up your own ass, because that's what the purpose of this is. Your kid is acting up. You need them to be broken like a fucking animal.
His understanding of love was give me. I want what I want. And if you don't give me what I want, then you don't love me. So he went to a wilderness therapy camp, and he was there living on the ground of the Arizona desert for months. And he because he was separated from the distraction, because he was separated from the addictions that he had at home, and he was only face to face with literally the earth. It was him, the sun, and the dirt. And when on a good day, he would have, you know, beans and rice, and he could eat foil.
Maybe we need to send Ruby to a wilderness camp, because apparently she needs to be reformed. She literally cannot maintain any of the familiar relationships that she has.
As he hiked, he would distill water from streams. He learned how to build fire from sticks.
You filter water from streams.
He started developing I can survive. I can do hard things. I'm still.
What was his choice? He was going to lay there and perish in the wilderness?
You really did offer him a lot of options. Jesus.
Here, without getting everything that I want. And he didn't come home and was all of a sudden living in truth. It was just a wake-up call. It was a little taste of what truth could look like and could feel like. And then we were able to work with him from there.
Basically, we allowed him to cosplay being unhoused in an effort to be like, hey, if we kick your ass out, this is where you could end up. To scare him straight?
Basically, we just
paid... That's what it sounds like to me.
We just paid someone else to neglect you and abuse you, which is stupid because Ruby can do that for free.
Yeah. You two are awful. You're awful with money.
We really invite him to keep what he learned in the wilderness and then integrate it into living back home.
And wouldn't you say that now that he's got some years on him from that experience, that he would say... Thank you. I can see the love.
I don't know. He doesn't talk to her. How would she be able to say?
He has told me, I've lost track of how many times he said, Mom, the most amazing memory that I have was going to that wilderness therapy camp.
And that should speak volumes to you, Ruby.
Yeah, it probably was a vacation getting away from her.
Seriously.
I have such fond memories. There was, and he'll tell me there was one time he was climbing a mountain, practically straight up.
Utah.
If he fell, it would be to his doom. And he had a big pack on his back, and he said, Mom, I did it. And I prayed. I gained a relationship with God on that trip. And I will never forget it. You gave me my life back by taking my life away. And it was just the greatest gift that he'd ever been given.
Bro, that is like the most literal Mormon thing I've ever heard of.
Here's something to consider with this situation, particularly with abusive parents, is eventually kids who are actively being abused by their parents, whether it be physical, emotional, or any form of neglect, will eventually learn that they need to do certain things to maintain their own safety, which can include lying, which will include doing whatever the fuck their parents want them to do, which will include all of those things. My mom once threatened to send me to boarding school, and I kissed her ass for every day for a summer because I was absolutely terrified that she was going to send me to boarding school. And so it's not because I wanted to behave. It's not because I wanted to do what she told me to do.
You just didn't want to be punished.
It's because I knew the consequences were too great and I wasn't going to go to fucking boarding school. And I'm sure Chad is the same way. Like, I'm not going to fuck around with this bitch again. She's going to send me back to the fucking wilderness. So, of course, I'm going to do whatever the fuck she wants.
We've already established that the dynamics in the Mormon church teach kids to lie. When they have to, when they're confronted with their bishop about questions about their sins, you either tell the truth or you learn to lie on the spot right there.
And let's...
to save face.
Let's clarify that when kids are lying in those types of situations, that's not a bad thing. They're learning that they have to lie to maintain their own safety. And that's not lying that should be punishable or something that they should feel bad or guilty about because they had to do it to stay alive.
Already said, I don't ever want to go back to the life I was living before.
Beautiful. So love comes in very unrecognizable packages at times. If the person is willing to see and to humble themselves and to recognize the person that's across from them, if that person has been very consistent with you, high likelihood they are sharing love with you through their consistency.
I am assuming the rest of the 3 minutes are probably like the previous 30 minutes. So we're just going to wrap it up there because Jordan's got an appointment that she has to get to. But anyway, this is bullshit. Love is how you want to define it. The way that you are loved is the way that you want to be loved. Don't let anybody say what it is or what it isn't, because it's different for every single person that's out there.
You get to decide.
And I don't know what these people think. Everybody is deserving of love, unconditional love. That includes you, whoever you are out there watching this. So that includes these two, even though I fucking hate them. They're deserving of unconditional love, and I hope that one day they open themselves up to be able to receive unconditional love. But for right now, it seems like they don't want anything to do with the people who will offer it to them. So I wish them luck on their journey. I hope the journey is far away from here. Anyway, to be brief.
I'll sum it up. They can both get fucked. That's my point of view.
Get fucked, mate. Have a good one. To wrap things up, I got to do it real quick so Jordan can be on her way. If you enjoyed what you saw, thank you for sticking around until the end. If you're not already subscribed, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the bell to get notifications when we upload, because we're sick often and busy often. So apologies for that. If you are listening on a podcast platform, make sure you download it. If you'd like to follow along with us on our socials, you can check out Instagram and TikTok. We have a wealth of content over there. You can find us at Jordan M. McKay. If you would like to be one of these amazing people whose names are rolling up the screen, you can become a member on our channel, which is right next to the subscribe button. Or you can join the Patreon at patreon.com/JordanMcKay. You get exclusive content. You help us keep doing what we're doing. And we are eternally grateful for every person that helps us out. If you would like to join our Discord community, we have an awesome community of a plethora of different kinds of people that are on our Discord. You can find the link down in the description down below. Super casual. It's awesome. But thank you, everybody. We appreciate you. We love you. We are excited for what this new year has in store.
Don't forget to join us Friday evening.
Check out the live stream. If it's already happened, hopefully I'll remember to link it up here. But we love you, and we will see you soon.